I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
As always, Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by the fine people at Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. And I know some people, as Dr. Kevin Moe joins us now, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. How about yourself?
Doing fine. I know some people are a little intolerant of our golf talk. And, you know, admittedly, you and I are golf nuts. And so is Andre, and so is Dave. And so are most people on the show, exception of Vandeveld. But I think most people know David Faraday. David Faraday has kind of grown bigger than the sport because he's an incredibly entertaining guy with a really compelling and interesting story. And the fact that he was a Ryder Cup level golfer on the European Tour. And had some success here in the States as well, but eventually had to leave the tour because of the demons of addiction. He leaves the tour, he quits playing golf, and because of his addictive personality and because of his need to excise those demons whenever he can, becomes a cyclist.
Yep.
And cycles all the time, bikes all the time. In the midst of doing that, including getting up in the middle of the night when he was struggling with the demons, if you will, he'd get up and go on midnight bike rides all over Dallas where he lives. And he was hit by cars three different times in the middle of these overnight bike rides. Not because he was using again, but because he was out in the middle of the night on a bike. So in other words, he's a bit of a human train wreck, but he admits it constantly, and he admits it's a day-to-day struggle, and he gives his wife credit for saving his life. And he says all the right things, and he supports addiction causes and all of that. So it was heartbreaking, Doc, yesterday to find out that his son died from an overdose.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, you hit it right on the head. He's probably one of the biggest and most open people about the addiction. And then to see it strike his family is very sad. And, you know, anybody who's met him, I know you've at least met him or spoken to him. I've met him. You know, he's a character, and he's just the guy that you just really cheer for and root for, because he's more than open to share with you what his life and what he's gone through. And for this to happen to him and his family, you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family and the whole Golf Channel family, to be honest with you, because they are very tight. They travel on the road like that, and very difficult, but just highlights the problem we have in this country with drug addiction.
Do we know that it was an opioid addiction?
We don't, but you know, when you look at statistics, that's probably the one that you're going to go to. You know, the vast majority of overdoses are opiates right now. Some of the other drugs that we have overdoses are more suicidal. In other words, I wanted to take a drug overdose, right. but they knew he was fighting the demons as well. So you would almost assume that it was opiates.
This is why the funding to protect this country going forward for research, for development, for rehab, for anything that's federally funded and state funds as well is so vitally important. I mean, what does it mean to you guys in the medical community?
Well, you know, it's huge for us. I mean, when you look at it, and you kind of just tipped on it there, you know, this is not let's try to stop the flow of opiate drugs across the border into our country. Oh, no, it's much bigger than that. It comes down fundamentally to doctors as well, as far as let's give us better medications that can fight pain so that we don't put patients on opiate. Let's make sure we have treatment facilities that we can do this. Let's make sure we get Narcan into first responders' hands. Anything we can do to save a life, we have an opportunity to then rehab that person. If we can't save the life, then there's no rehab opportunity.
You know, this war on pot that's being bantied about quietly amongst Jeff Sessions and, frankly, some of the old white guys in Washington would divert money from the opiate crisis that we're in right now, because it's got to come from somewhere. I can't think of a bigger mistake to be made.
I totally agree with you. You know, you don't have people overdosing from marijuana. You have marijuana has definite uses that are very important in medicine for patients on chemotherapy and things like that. Let's focus where our problems are. You know, 50,000 people die from drug overdoses every year, and 35,000 of them are from opiate overdoses.
Doc, every time we do a story on this for Channel 9, I will get an email or someone will say, well, why are we wasting our money on opiates and on a choice people have and on drug addiction as opposed to, say, cancer research, heart disease? And I know the answer to this, but I want you to kind of explain that, why this is so important that we do get the funding and the research for this.
Right. So opiates are probably the most, if at least in the top couple as far as addictive drugs. People can get addicted to opiates with 1 to 2 doses of medication. You go and have surgery, whether you have knee surgery, abdominal surgery, any kind of surgery, there's a good chance you're going to be in pain. The doctor is going to want you up and moving. And how do we do that? We eliminate your pain. So we have these medications that we need to use in order to get you healthy. Well, unfortunately, those medications can have these detrimental effects. The problem is that people get addicted to them often when they've been given to them by a physician. The physician says, no, 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 you can't have this anymore. And now they go out on the street where they're starting to get it. And in the street, you can't say that a Norco, which we know exactly how much hydrocodone is in that, and now you're buying a bag of something from someone on the street.
Right.
The strength of it is different. It's laced with other things. And that's where we have our problems and cause deaths. I mean, we're talking, this is a huge demographic, Steve. This is not just gangbangers. We're talking all the way from high school kids all the way to very successful doctors, lawyers, engineers.
Right. Business titans and people who had a medical problem that turned into an addiction that's out of control. It's killed celebrities before. We know it killed Prince. We know it's killed others. And for those who are intolerant of people who have addictions, I hope you'll do two things. I hope you'll say a prayer for those who do suffer. And I hope you'll pause and learn a little bit more about what actually causes addiction. And once you are addicted, the nightmare it is to get off it. That's why this drug Narcan is so important. What is it?
So Narcan is a drug that essentially is almost like the opiates. And what it does is it attaches to the portion of the brain in it that slows down our breathing. So it attaches there so that the opiate can't. So essentially it'll take away the effect of the opiate on our respiratory system, which is how these people die. So it reverses that because it bonds more tightly in the brain than the opiate does. So it's extremely important. And we're talking Narcan should be in high schools. Narcan should be in police officers' hands. Narcan should be pretty much everywhere. It's over the counter now in 35 states. So if you have a loved one who you know who's fighting it, have some Narcan. You're like, well, why would I do that? I'm just, you know, enabling him. No, you're not. You potentially are saving his life until he can get into treatment.
Yeah, I think the only way people need to think about this is the Heimlich maneuver. This is CPR. This is specific to life-saving. It has nothing to do with anything but that.
You got it.
So, well, anyway, good information as always. It just breaks your heart. I mean, listen, I'm not, it's not like I hang with David Faraday, but I know him a little bit. And as you had said, and knowing what my brother has gone through and people in my family, including family members who I've seen overdose and die, I've had a couple of those as well. It's crushing. I can't imagine he going through what he's gone through, trying to publicly help others and to lose your son that way. It's hideous.
And there's 150 David Faradays out there every single day.
People listening right now.
Exactly. And like we've said in the past, we often use celebrities to promote something. You know, if this opens the awareness for you to look at your child, to look at your loved one, to look at anybody that you might know and make an impact to try to save their life, then we've done some good today.
And I'd also say this, and I'll just leave it at this, but people go, my kid's 22, my kid's 25, my kid's 30 or 35. I can't make them do anything now. You can't. But if there's a lucid moment where you can sit down with them and say, I can't imagine what you're going through. I wish you weren't. I'm not going to yell at you about it. I'm going to love you today. I'm going to love you tomorrow. I'm going to love you whenever. But the fact of the matter is, I want you to think about what your life could be in 5 years or 10 years or 20 years if you're not chased by this and if you're not chasing it, and give yourself the possibility to get there. Just do that. Just take today. Don't make a rash decision. I'll take you to a treatment center. I'll take you to somebody who is going through what you're going through, somebody that's walked the walk you're on. No lectures. I'll do whatever I can to help. That's what an addict needs to hear, Doc.
Well said. Well said. And in our... The government needs to hear we need more treatment centers. We need more funding for treatment. We need other opportunities for medications that are not opiates to treat pain. And we're going to need some funding for that, but we're going to save lives.
6:34. Thank you, Dr. Kevin Most.
You got to take care.
As always, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better.